Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Firpo Marbury. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Firpo Marbury. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Durham. And now, play ball. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Fox steals second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen strikes out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson takes first base on ball four. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. Swanson moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Dykes steals second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham bunts towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 0 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0 for 1 in the game. Marbury bunts, foul, towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Owen reaches second base with a double. Hayworth moves to third. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Haas scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Fox. Appling reaches second base with a double. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0 for 2 in the game. Marbury strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Haas moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. Swanson moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swanson scores. Simmons moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Heinie Scubble now playing third base. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons scores. One out. It's 6-3, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scubble fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scubble fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Scubble. Hayes moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Haas bunts towards third. Scubble fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wyatt Swanson moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Swanson moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swanson scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 9-3, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Fox, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Stone reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Stone moves to third. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stone scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, White Sox. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.